Gottsian, J. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. February 26, 1905. Dear Sister Gottsian, I am wondering why we do not hear from you. You and I were united in the purchase of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, and I think we should have a mutual understanding regarding its work. Please write and tell me whatever you think may be of interest. Brother Ballinger has written me some letters, but you will be able to tell me some things regarding the inside working of the institution that he has not mentioned. Women generally enter more deeply into detail in their letters than do men. I would be pleased could I visit you in San Diego at this season of the year, but my time is fully employed in the preparation of Ministry of Healing and some matter pertaining to the Southern Field that is to be published in the next volume of the Testimonies. I hope that when these books come out, some of the burden I now feel can be laid aside because of the knowledge that the light that God has given me is placed where the people can receive it. Oh, if the truths that are taught in the Ministry of Healing shall be effective, a genuine religious interest will be manifested in the sick and suffering in our sanitariums. Though my life may be ended, these books will live and teach the truth. The times in which we live call for reformatory action. We hope and pray that those who believe the truth may have a genuine religious experience. Let everyone carry into life and speech and action such pleasantness as will melt away prejudice and win souls to Christ. In the sanitarium where you are, let Christ be revealed as the one altogether lovely and the chiefest among 10,000. I am praying that if it is in harmony with the will of God, He will yet place in our hands the property we desired at first to obtain. Unless the price is placed so high that we cannot reach it, we should have the extra land and the buildings that we expected to purchase. We will pray that if it is for His name's glory, the Lord will open the way for us to obtain this property. And we must also act in faith if we desire the Lord to break down the impediments. Those who carry their burdens to the Lord and exercise a working faith will find relief in every perplexity. W.C. White is now in Mountain View to look after the publication of some of the books we have been preparing. Miss Peck also left us this morning for Mountain View. Last Friday, Willie's little girl, Gracie, fell from a wagon and broke her arm. It is rather a bad break, but Dr. Bush, who is attending to it, thinks that with care it will heal nicely. I did not sleep very well last night, and therefore am not in a condition to write much this morning.